Welcome. If you are walking or commuting right now, you are in exactly the right frame of mind for this one, because today we are building a mental model rather than memorizing a pile of facts. Our topic is Azure Monitor, and by the end of these few minutes, you should be able to hear the name of almost any Azure monitoring feature and instantly know where it fits. That single skill turns the whole monitoring part of the AZ-104 exam from memorization into simple navigation. So let me start with the big picture. Azure Monitor is Microsoft's unified observability service. That word observability just means the practice of collecting signals from your systems, making sense of them, and acting on what you learn. Azure Monitor does all three, for both cloud and hybrid environments. And here is why this matters so much for the exam. Almost every monitoring question you will meet, whether it is about metrics, logs, alerts, insights, or Network Watcher, is really a question about one small part of this single service. Learn the shape of the whole thing once, and every later topic just clicks into place. Here's the key idea, and honestly, if you remember nothing else, remember this. Everything in Azure Monitor is a stage in one loop. Collect, then analyze, then respond. Collect, analyze, respond. There is a handy little mnemonic for that. Think of the word CAR, C-A-R, standing for Collect, Analyze, Respond. Azure Monitor drives every observability journey like a car. When you meet a new feature later in this course, just ask yourself one question. Which stage is this? Collect, analyze, or respond? That alone tells you what the feature does. Let me make that concrete by walking the loop from beginning to end. It starts with sources, the things you want to watch. Then those signals flow into the data platform, which is the collect stage. From there, you move into the analyze stage, where you explore and visualize what you gathered. And finally, you reach the respond stage, where you act. Sources feed the platform. The platform feeds your analysis tools, and your analysis triggers your responses. One clean flow from start to finish. Before we go deeper, one more reason this pays off. Azure Monitor also underpins two other big Microsoft services, Defender for cloud and Microsoft Sentinel, which is a security information and event management system, ASIEM. Both of those reuse the very same data platform, the same query languages, and the same analysis tools. So the effort you put into learning the Kusto query language, KQL, and into learning workspaces pays off well beyond monitoring alone. Now let's open up that collect stage, the data platform, because this is where a classic exam trap lives. The centralized data platform is simply where all your telemetry lands. And it uses two workspace types, each tuned for a different kind of data. Here is the trap. Despite their similar names, these are two separate resource types with different data stores and different query languages. Do not let them blur together. There are two workspace types to keep straight. The first is the log analytics workspace. Say those words in full, never spell it out as letters. It stores log and trace data, the rich, detailed records of what happened. You analyze it with the Kusto query language, KQL. The second is the Azure Monitor workspace. It stores metrics, specifically Prometheus and OpenTelemetry metrics. And you query those with the Prometheus query language. So a small trick to keep them apart. Log analytics goes with the language KQL, while the Azure Monitor workspace goes with metrics and with the Prometheus query language. That distinction leads us straight into the single most important contrast in this whole course, the anchor you will lean on again and again. Metrics versus logs. There are two ways to think about your data. The first way is as metrics. Metrics are numeric time series, just numbers changing over time, and they arrive near real time. They are perfect for fast dashboards, for autoscale decisions, and for dynamic thresholds. You explore them in the Metrics Explorer using the Prometheus query language. The second way is as logs. Logs are rich records, structured events with lots of detail. They are queryable, they go deep, and they are your go-to for correlation, root cause analysis, and troubleshooting after something goes wrong. You explore them in log analytics using the Kusto query language, KQL. So, in one breath, Metrics are numeric and fast. Logs are detailed and rich. Here is a small preview to file away. Logs themselves split into two families based on who did what versus what happened inside a resource. The record of who did what, at the level of Azure itself, is the activity log, and that is called the control plane. The record of what happened inside a given resource is the resource logs, and that is called the data plane. We wire up that whole data collection pipeline in a later episode, so just hold that pairing loosely for now. Activity log for the control plane, resource logs for the data plane. Let's step back to sources, because Azure Monitor watches four broad families, and it is worth naming all four. First, cloud resources. This brings in platform metrics and platform logs across Azure services, plus Microsoft Entra ID audit logs. Some services even add curated dashboards called Azure Monitor Insights. Second, infrastructure. That covers the health and performance of virtual machines and of Kubernetes, along with event logs and OpenTelemetry and Prometheus metrics. And here is a nice fact to tuck away. NetworkWatcher rides on the same Azure Monitor data platform. Third, applications. This is where Application Insights lives. The application performance monitoring feature built on OpenTelemetry for live web apps, gathering telemetry in a vendor-neutral way. And fourth, AI agents. Application Insights now reaches across Microsoft Foundry, Copilot Studio, and third-party frameworks, surfacing things like token consumption, latency, error rates, and quality scores. So four sources: cloud resources, infrastructure, applications, and AI agents. Now the analyze stage, where you turn raw signals into understanding. There are three tools to know. First, the Metrics Explorer, for ad hoc analysis of metrics using the Prometheus query language. Second, Log Analytics for ad hoc analysis of log and trace data using the Kusto query language, KQL. And third, the visualization tools, workbooks, Azure dashboards, and Grafana, which give you pre-built or custom views right in the portal. And remember, these same interactive tools double as your troubleshooting and diagnostic surface. You use them to investigate failures, correlate events, and hunt down performance bottlenecks. Then comes the respond stage, where Azure Monitor actually acts. There are three pieces here too. First, alerts, which proactively notify you before a problem ever reaches your customers. Alerts get smarter through what Microsoft calls AI Ops, which uses machine learning to cut down on noise. Two features to name there: dynamic thresholds, which adapt to a metric's normal pattern instead of using a fixed line, and smart detection, which spots anomalies in applications. Second, action groups, which actually deliver the response. They can trigger no-code Logic Apps workflows and low-code Azure Automation runbooks. And third, autoscale, which automatically adds and removes resources based on load. Its rules can key off metrics, off a schedule, or off both together. Now, a point people often miss: Azure Monitor is not Azure only. It can be your centralized monitor for hybrid environments too. The key that unlocks this is Azure Arc, which connects resources in other clouds and on-premises so you can watch them right alongside your Azure resources. There is also the Azure Monitor pipeline, which extends data collection into your own data center or other clouds, and it is built to handle large data volumes and to survive intermittent connectivity. You can onboard these resources through the Azure portal, through the command line, or through infrastructure as code when you need to do it at scale. And on each machine, the Azure Monitor agent, AMA, does the actual collecting of logs and metrics, following the instructions you give it in a data collection rule. All right, let's test yourself. Two scenarios, so think along with me. First scenario: your team runs Azure virtual machines plus a fleet of on-premises Linux servers, and you want both monitored from one place in the Azure portal. What do you configure and why? Think about it for a second. Here is the answer. You use Azure Arc to connect to those on-premises servers, and then you deploy the Azure Monitor agent, AMA, with data collection rules. Arc is the thing that brings non-Azure machines under one single Azure Monitor pane of glass. That is the whole point of it. Second scenario: one dashboard must show processor usage refreshing every minute, so autoscale can make quick decisions. Meanwhile, a separate investigation needs to correlate detailed application events after an outage. Which part of the data platform and which query tool fits each need? Give it a moment. Here is the answer. The processor for autoscale need is all about speed and numbers, so that is metrics. Living in an Azure Monitor workspace, viewed in the Metrics Explorer with the Prometheus query language, near real time. The post-outage event correlation is all about rich detail, so that is logs. Living in a log analytics workspace, queried with the Kusto query language, KQL. Let me throw one quick knowledge check at you as well. Which query language do you use to analyze data in a log analytics workspace? Think. The answer is the Kusto query language, KQL. The Prometheus query language is for metrics, not for the log analytics workspace. And just to nail the trap one more time, the two workspace types are genuinely separate resources. The Azure Monitor workspace stores Prometheus and OpenTelemetry metrics, while the log analytics workspace stores logs and traces. They are not the same resource with two names, and they do not both use KQL. So let's do a quick recap before we move on. Azure Monitor is one unified observability service for cloud and hybrid telemetry. Organize everything you learn as collect, then analyze, then respond, the car loop. The data platform has two separate workspace types: log analytics for logs and traces with the Kusto query language, KQL, and the Azure Monitor workspace for metrics with the Prometheus query language. Your anchor contrast is metrics, which are numeric and near real time, versus logs, which are rich records. It monitors four source families: cloud resources, infrastructure, applications, and AI agents. You respond with alerts powered by AI ops, with action groups, and with autoscale. And hybrid comes in through Azure Arc, with agents onboarded via the Azure Monitor agent, AMA, and data collection rules. That same platform quietly powers Defender for cloud and Microsoft Sentinel too. That is your skeleton, and everything else in this series hangs on it. Next time, we zoom into the near real-time, numeric half of the platform. We will get into metrics and the Metrics Explorer, and learn to slice time series data like a pro. I will see you there.